he's proven them wrong.
Seems a perfect fit for AmaZulu.
Yeah, he was not enjoying his game time.
Since he came to South Africa, he never disappointed.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. The name Gabadinho Mahungo is known all around the continent for his speed and his way of tormenting defenders. Since coming to South Africa, the Malawian has been a stalwart for many seasons. However, last year there seemed to have been a falling out between him and Orlando Pirates. Many were confused as to why he wasn't getting any game time, but yet he was still performing on the international stage. He has since joined AmaZulu, where he seems to be a perfect fit, and it seems as if the Malawian has found some form again. Because of this, we wanted to get your opinions on the matter and ask you, was Gabadinho Mahungo underappreciated at Orlando Pirates? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Gabadinho Mahungo, the Malawian international who was called that he is not good enough for PSL by the former Pirates coaches, has proven them wrong. He is doing a marvelous job at AmaZulu. I think it probably was not a football issue, but it was just the issue of maybe there were problems between him and the technical staff. Maybe that's why they were not playing him. But I'm happy now that he has found a better home at AmaZulu. I'm sure he's going to excel and hopefully can concentrate on football matters at the ground and forget about the other matters so that his full potential can be fulfilled, because he is a very good striker on his day.
As a Kosi supporter, I would say Gabadinho Mahungo seems the perfect fit for AmaZulu. Well, so far, because of he has got 3 goals within the 3 games that he has played. Well, I would not say he was underappreciated at Pirates, I meant to say, because of there was a season where he scored, he became a top goal scorer, I think Rulani and this other coach. But nevertheless, with regards to football, well, I would say when you play for a big team, you then come across other stars and you then do not perform as much as you would if you're playing for a smaller team. Because if in a smaller team, you find that you are the only one who's actually the star or the one who performs better or who shines than other players. So that's just my assessment of how he actually performed at Pirates. I think the situation or the team was too big for him at that point in time. But I think given a chance, a second chance, he has learned and he might even actually do better.
Yeah, I think it's football politics science, which angadlali lo uMango lapha Pirates. It's got nothing to do with his performance on the field of play. He went to AFCON, what deliver for his country, Malawi. Wabuya still bamhlalise ebenchini. Not even a benchini, must stand. So I think there was something going on lapha ku Pirates ya whole team bangamdlalisi. Otherwise he's a good player. Ebengifisa ngathi anga join iKaizer Chiefs, but bebhada kwenzeka ngake.
Yeah, he was not enjoying his game time. But now with AmaZulu, I think he understands those guys more better than the players at Pirates. Because you can see even with his attitude, the attitude is at another level.
Yeah, Gabadinho Mahungo is an international player. He plays very well. And I think the only problem that makes Pirates release him is the issue of discipline. It's not the matter that he was not conducting himself very well. The matter of discipline. He's a quality striker. Someone, if he gets a supply, he can score goal for you. And I'm happy that AmaZulu is playing.
Since he came to South Africa, he never disappointed. Let's track back from when he was playing for Bloemfontein Celtics. If you remember very well, the time Bloemfontein Celtics gave Sundowns 5-0, Gabadinho Mahungo was playing for Celtics and then he scored 2 goals. So since he came to South Africa, he never disappointed. He took his form from Bloemfontein Celtics to Orlando Pirates. He performed very well at Orlando Pirates. But I think the problem started when Micho or Jim Ivski-Jen left. Then at the regime of Ngegazi and Fadu Davids, things started to went well, from bad to worse for the pro boy. He went to play AFCON, where he scored something like 3 goals. One of the goals was very magnificent, and then it was almost a goal of the tournament. But for him to leave Orlando Pirates, it's not all about form. It's not all about
the allegations that the boy is not disciplined. There's an evil force from management. There are two guys which I won't mention their names. So the boy fell out of favor from those guys, and then they instructed the coaches to leave him on the grandstand. The boy is playing well. It's a pity because Chiefs didn't sign him. I wanted him at Natural. Thank you.
Bengicabanga ukuthi uGabadini Mhango was not appreciated vele ku Perez ngoba the coaches didn't see his worth. Bengicabanga ukuthi they were focused more on his life yakhe outside football. Instead of building him, they destroyed him. I think lapho kwaMazulu vele appreciated. Uyambona nje ukuthi uhappy, stress sihlile futhi usawubuyela kulayo Gabadini Mhango besimazi ku Vets na ku Celtic. I think that was a good move for him on his part.
Gabadini Mhango, the way adlala ngakhona kuMazulu, it seems as it's a perfect fit kuMazulu. U Pirate, I think he was under pressure. Afuna ukuprova nokuthi udlalela a big team. So kuMazulu, it's a perfect match. So he's a good striker actually, uGabadini Mhango. So a Pirate, there are many stars. Now ifuna ukuprova ukuthi sister is a good striker.
Gabadini Mhango has always been a perfect team for any team. He's a player that is mostly consistent, but is never recognized by any team that he plays for. It's because at international level, he was chosen regardless of the playing time that he received at Pirates. And to tell you the honest truth, Gabadini Mhango is the type of player to break big teams. If you remember the time before COVID, when Pirates was playing against the Sundowns, after Sundowns had lost, Pirates have been losing to Sundowns season after season, getting 6-0. Mhango was able to break it defense in Sundowns alone, coming from 8, converting to be a striker, if you realize well. So sometimes we need to question our leadership at club level, because even though he was not getting game time at Pirates, but he still managed to be one of the goal scorers in the CAF African football. So meaning that as coaches, we have different philosophies. We try out many different things, but if it's not broken, why fix it? Because players like Gabadini Mhango are players that give their hearts out. They give in their all when it comes to playing football. And I'm glad that he made the switch to AmaZulu, because he goes to a team where he's much highly appreciated, and he's given a role where he can actually express himself. Now, when you look at the role when he was playing at Pirates, having mentioned the game that he had played, he was playing behind the striker. When Nkosi came, they tend to move him on the left, meaning that they wanted to sabotage him because they had a plan of letting him go. But yet, it's a trend that's happening at Pirates. We're going to name Mtambo, then we're going to name uGabadini Mhango. How many other players have left that are performing at their clubs currently, which have left Pirates? So the Malawian is underappreciated, and I feel like a coach that would not maximize his full potential doesn't really know football or has a personal issue. So if those are one of the two, then how do you make it to PSL level as being a coach? It's not a personal thing, or it's not an insult. But when we look at things holistically, why is he doing what he's able to do at the moment? He's outshining most teams, and he's outshining most of his players. But what I know is he's a fighter.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.